I like rules. I am the product of many years of obedient rule-following. Just as I was taught, I took pride in how my students followed my rules. But since I had lunch with my neighbor, I'm starting to wonder whether rules hurt more than help. My next-door neighbor is unconventional. For 25 years, she has lived in peaceful cohabitation with her ex-husband. To this East Coast native, she is the stereotypic, peace-loving, bike-riding Northern Californian, especially when it came to raising her son. Joe is a successful software engineer who doesn't have a high school diploma. In fact, Joe never got past the eighth grade. His parents dated others and never used the word no. Imposing rules equaled not loving Joe or trusting him to make decisions. Rules turn parents into dictators and impedes a child's freedom. Rules subtract. The same went for school. Joe was pulled out of the traditional classroom and attended a one-room schoolhouse where 40 students designed their own curricula. Socializing was as important as mastering long division. And after 2 years, Joe was bored. And that was the end of his formal education. As my neighbor told me all this over lunch, I found it increasingly difficult to chew my food. My polite exterior was a thin veneer over my appalled innards. I thought of my own childhood, boot camp. When Joe's parents tore up the rules of convention, they tempted chaos. But Joe filled the void with his own rules. Still, as a parent, I'm not sure I want to take that risk with my own son, who finds safety and security in my rules. And yet I wonder, how do I impose rules without denying my son his own desires? Do I allow him to smoke pot, but only at home? Do I smile and say, wow, what a great idea, when he decides to become a Buddhist monk? What am I to do if he doesn't want to attend college? Well, perhaps I'll learn to write my rules in pencil. With a perspective, I'm Isabella Hill.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.